Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Amazing how much we miss Jimmy. We just miss Jimmy's music. He's off today and we just miss him.
What?
We miss him.
You don't mess with Shalimar?
Not this.
All right. I just think you're
being
a hater.
He's got a better finger on the pulse of the music for this show than you.
And bleep this. I'm not pandering to you anymore.
All right. So now we're going to get around the world
around
for the next 2 hours.
Next segment. More Krungbin.
Jacuzzi boys.
Jacuzzi boys. 100%.
Give you the stock market report as we start out the 4 o'clock hour here. Sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Dow Jones down 162 points today. S&P 500 down 16 points. NASDAQ down 44 points. So we start the week out in the red. Give you some cat talk as well. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. By the way, our suite at the Panthers Arena is right next door to the Celsius suite. They've got everything in there. They've got a big Celsius fridge in there. Like, it's not your typical sweet fridge. And they got everything in there. Just give me a little heads up.
They're throwing it down in the Celsius suite.
So, Panthers are home for three games. Tomorrow night, they host Boston. Thursday, the Islanders. And Saturday, they host the Red Wings. Thursday, we're going to be live at the Amerant Bank Arena. The game with Boston tomorrow, as Solana mentioned earlier, is an absolute doozy. Florida and Boston. So they're both atop the Atlantic Division right now with 97 points. And the only team in the Eastern Conference with more points right now is the Rangers, 98 points. Panthers have 11 games left this season. It is going to be some massive jockeying going on for the final 11 or 12 games, depending on which team you are, or 10 games. And watched Goldie and Moeller last night. Goldie was saying this could come down to the last game to find out exactly where you're seated for the playoffs.
Does it matter, though? Like, do you want the Cats to have the one seed?
Well, I think Plagans was kind of telling us on Thursday when we were out there that, you know, if you're the second seed, you're going to end up playing Toronto, right? If you're the first seed, you're going to end up playing one of, like, three or four different teams, so... I don't think it matters too much. I think this Panthers team is really, really good.
I'm just talking about vibes, Hawk. I don't know anything about the Maple Leafs other than we kicked their ass last year, and I don't even know
who Zola likes them.
Right. Yeah, and they're from Canada. I'm just talking about pure vibes here. Give me the vibe check. Like, do you want the Cats to exert a lot of energy down the stretch of the season to try to get the one seed and out-duel Boston?
No.
Or do you just want to go in?
No. No, but I don't want them to wheeze in, like, you know, they went, it was like, I think they had lost three or four games and then they ended up, tying a game and then finally winning last night. But I don't want them to wheeze into the finish of the season either. Man, this Anthony Stolarz, I don't know if you watched him last night. You were watching the Heat, obviously.
Yeah.
This guy is so good. It's scary. It's scary how good he is. By the way, some news concerning you. Hmm. Noah Berger covers the Marlins.
Mm-hmm.
Some uniform changes for the Marlins.
Yeah.
Sixto Sanchez changes from number 45 to 18. And Skip Schumacher changes from number 55 to number 45.
Hmm.
I wonder why.
That's bizarre, right? Because why would Skip Schumacher, the manager, not just get whatever number he wants? Like, he's the manager. He can get whatever number he wants. Why would he have to wait for Sixto to change his number?
I don't think... No. He wasn't waiting. Why? Did Sixto have 45?
Isn't that what we just said? He went from 45 to 18.
You're right. I didn't put two and two together.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
Come on, Hawk. Stick with me here. Let's go. Still got 2.5 hours left, or an hour and a half left.
So Sixto switches from 45... And then Skip Schumacher grabs number 45.
Yeah, like Sixto's like, oh, I want a better number. And Skip's like, ooh, 45's available. There's my number back. But he's the manager. He's the manager. Also, the idea that managers in baseball are wearing numbers.
Ridiculous.
If they can wear a number, they should be able to play in the games, right?
It's so ridiculous. Just put them in a... I mean, even if you make them wear the jerseys. How about just a numberless jersey? We got to give them a number?
Why are they wearing the uniforms? Well, what's the deal with that? It seems so outdated to me in baseball.
I don't know. What would you have a manager wear, though, in the dugout? Because they're in the dugout. So, they're not going to wear a suit.
No, some joggers and a team official shirt. The same stuff that the NBA coaches are wearing now, or McDaniel's wearing. On the sideline. You don't have to dress up.
I mean, like, because Don Mattingly, like, during batting practice or whatever, he'd wear, like, a hoodie.
Right.
Whatever, yeah.
Well, that's the best part, though. The managers end up wearing a hoodie or some sort of pullover over it anyways. But this idea that Skip Schumacher wakes up in the morning, drives to the stadium, and puts on a baseball uniform to not play baseball, but to coach with cleats and the socks and the belt.
Right.
It's enough
already.
It's just ridiculous. It's one of the more ridiculous things in baseball, along with everybody having to wear a hat.
Well, I mean, it is a baseball hat.
No, I'm aware. But why are they forced to wear hats? I understand. Sunny day, outfielders, you need a hat. If I'm an infielder and I'm playing a nighttime game, why am I forced to wear a hat? I don't want to wear a hat.
It's part of the uniform.
Right, but it's a dumb unit. It's a dumb rule. It's a dumb rule.
I don't think so. I mean, like state troopers, they have hats. No, I'm serious. They're in the car half the time.
Yeah.
Some of them work at night. It's part of the uniform.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's dumb, in my
opinion.
Johnny Rockets,
paper hats.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Part of the uniform. That doesn't bother me as much because that's part of the uniform.
You got me with the Johnny Rockets. You boxed me in there. That is a it happens to be
a paper hat.
Great, great paper hat too, by the way.
Yeah. All right, you want to do headlines?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
Skip Schumacher putting on the baseball pants to go sit in the dugout.
Somebody texts in, the manager goes on the field, unlike any other sport.
So?
It's a valid point, though. He's got to walk out to the mound. It can be during a game.
Right.
He can walk out onto the field of play. Mm-hmm. By the way, this is our Marlins preview. They open the season Thursday. This is our official Marlins preview.
Yep.
The manager in baseball, there is no other sport where the manager goes into the field of play. Correct?
Yeah, I mean
Spoh will run out onto the court a little bit when he's calling timeout, but
But you don't – I would argue you see more on television a NFL head coach on the sidelines or Coach Spo running up and down calling timeouts than you do a manager in baseball who sits in a dugout in a corner spitting up seeds the entire game.
Couldn't the manager, a baseball manager, honestly, in 2024, couldn't they manage from home?
Perfect. I'm with you.
You know what I mean? Like, I work from home.
Yeah.
It's 2024.
Mm-hmm.
What would prevent Skip Schumacher from watching the game, a live feed? Doesn't have to be the television feed. Could just be a live feed.
Right.
He's got a phone. He can do whatever he does from the dugout at home, no?
A phone. I mean, we connect virtually here. I'm listening to you. You're listening to me.
So there could be a screen of Skip Schumacher.
Right.
Hmm.
I think you're onto something here. Really. But at home, does he have to be dressed in a full baseball uniform?
Well, that would be funny.
I mean, it's so dumb to me that you have the equipment manager sitting there and he's wearing the full uniform, the full getup for a baseball game. The bat boy. Oh, the bat boy, Hawk. The bat boy needs to wear the full uniform also.
Everybody out on the field has to wear a baseball uniform.
It's crazy, man. It's so dumb.
A lot of tradition there.
Yeah, my viewing experience would change totally when Skip Schumacher comes out for a mound visit and he's not in a full uniform.
Well, but the thing is, like, so you'd want him to go out there super casual?
I'm not saying...
You can't be dressed up. Can't be dressed up. You're on a baseball diamond.
Right.
So what do you want him to go out there? I know I'm being 100% serious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a pair of jeans and a hoodie?
No, I mean, some nice
Nobody's
some
wearing
nice
joggers
pants.
Other than Mike McDaniel and you. So you can't, like... You know what I mean? Dusty Baker's not wearing joggers.
All right, but look at the NBA coaches. I mean, they're not wearing joggers. They're wearing just like slacks.
But they don't have to walk out to the mound.
Sports slacks.
Like, so you want?
But
you want
they're standing
Skip
on the
Schumacher,
court.
Don Mattingly to walk out there. What, in khakis?
Yeah, khakis. Maybe like a team official little quarter zip or something.
We'll figure it out. Paul Severino's going to join us tomorrow. We'll get his thoughts on that.
All right. I mean, how ridiculous would it be if Eric Spoelstra or Pat Riley was wearing a full Miami Heat uniform to coach on the sidelines?
It's just a different sport.
All right, but by your barometer, I mean, the manager comes out to the diamond. I mean, these guys are standing on the court the entire game. Mike McDaniel should have to coach with a helmet and full pads on the sideline.
Somebody says it would be great if, you know, the manager was working from home and he wants to argue a call with the ump. And so somebody has to come out there with a phone and FaceTime the ump.
These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store, Palmetto Ford? We know trucks. It would be hilarious, though, if Doc Rivers was on the sidelines in a full Milwaukee Bucks jersey, like uniform.
Well, the former players wouldn't look as ridiculous as, you know, Stan Van Gundy. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it depends who it is. Like, if you're used to seeing Doc Rivers in a full getup, it's not.
It's been 40 years.
No,
since
no, I get it. I get it. I'm just saying, I don't think it would be as jarring as seeing George Karl in the full getup.
The sports update, again, driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. The Miami Heat, they'll play tomorrow against the Golden State Warriors. And as Hawk mentioned, the Panthers will play tomorrow against the Boston Bruins. Just to round out your schedule for tomorrow. By the way, bro, there's nothing going on today for us in South Florida. I mean, we've got International Waffle Day today, and that's it. We've got nothing else.
I'm still living off yesterday's National Cheesesteak Day. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. I might have to hit up Hungry Bear. I didn't realize it was National Cheesesteak Day.
So that's you've maintained this for years.
Yeah.
The premier cheesesteak in all of South Florida is Hungry Bear.
It's either Hungry Bear, Flanagan's, Because that chicken Philly is just so good.
Well, chicken Philly's not a Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah, but it's a Philly. It's a chicken Philly.
No. This is cheesesteak day, though.
I realize.
There's no steak in a chicken Philly.
I realize that.
There's
but
steak in a steak Philly, a Philly cheesesteak.
If it's a chicken Philly, it's just a play on the Philly cheesesteak. You're just swapping out the cheesesteak.
No, you're swapping out the steak. It's no longer a cheesesteak.
But it's still Philly. There's still
on
the
National
Philly.
Hamburger Day, you don't go, yeah, man, I'm getting a burger here at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Happens to be better than the original cheesesteak. But the Flanagan's Philly cheesesteak is fire, too. And then there is a place.
Flanagan's again over the weekend. I've never had their cheesesteak.
Did you get it?
No, I got the wings.
I put you on to the Flanagan's rib rolls. I put you on to the bread rolls, the garlic rolls at Flanagan's.
We had those.
Yeah.
We did get a three garlic roll.
Just ridiculous. Just trust me on the chicken Philly or even the Philly. Just trust me. And you can throw ketchup on it, too. It's the best part.
Oh, I would put their barbecue sauce on it, to be quite honest.
Yeah, that's fire, too. That is fire. And then there is a place, because I know a bunch of people text this in. There's a place in, I think, Miami Lakes. It's called Taste of Philly, where they sell cheesesteaks.
There's one in Boca. There's a Taste of Philly in Boca.
Yeah, there's a dude that I guess he's from Philadelphia that moved down here and opened it. But now that you tell me there's one in Boca, maybe I just.
Right, there's a Big Al's in Delray. Like, there's some classic Philly. I'm talking more like, hey, I need to get a cheesesteak. I'm not going to one of these, you know, places that's supposed to be exactly like Philadelphia. Like, I'm going to go to a Flanagan's or something. But you've been raving about Hungry Bear
Bro,
for years.
Hungry Bear is
steak bomb.
The steak bomb, but the cheesesteak, cheesesteak and onion at Hungry Bear, so good. I can't believe
is it
you
with Cheese Whiz.
No, I'm sure they have Cheese Whiz.
And it's so good. Yeah,
Cheese Whiz is ass. It just is. It just is, though. I mean, you've been talking about Cheese Whiz. There's a reason why you put 12 pounds of ketchup on it. It's to mask the flavor of the Cheese Whiz.
Not at all. Cheese Whiz makes anything taste great.
It's not even cheese. It's not even
cheese. Who cares?
If I can't have a chicken Philly on National Cheesesteak Day, then you can't have a Philly cheesesteak with fake cheese. It doesn't make sense.
And that's how they're made in Philly. They're made with Cheese Whiz.
Ridiculous. Just ridiculous. The guy asked me in Philly. I'm standing out in line at Pat's. He's like, you want the Whiz? I'm like, no. Throw the Whiz can in the garbage.
They should have thrown you in the garbage.
He wanted to fight me. He did. And he had a cigarette. He had a cigarette in his ear. Anytime the dude has a cigarette.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
In his ear.
You're in Philly and you go no Whiz?
No Whiz. Just disgusting. Oh, okay. Couldn't even eat it. I couldn't eat it with the Whiz. Disgusting. Anyways. Back to less
You're
important
disgusting.
Things. Back to less important things. Tomorrow, FIU UM baseball, 6 p.m. At 7, Panthers-Bruins, and then at 7:30, Heat versus Warriors. Hawk, all I know when I think of Steph Curry coming to Miami is going to be slowed down by all the popcorn he's eating.
He does love, and rightfully so. He's a big popcorn fan. We've talked about this on the show. He's got a website where he rates the popcorn at all the different venues. And where did he have Miami? 2 or 3?
It was up there. It was in the top 5 for sure.
And it's very deserved.
So good.
Very deserved.
So good.
Yeah.
All right. A couple other things. Shohei Ohtani will speak to the media. He'll address the media with a statement, a prepared statement that'll be at 5:45 Eastern, 2:45 Pacific time. First time he will address the ongoing investigation of after the dismissal of his interpreter and friend, Ipe Mizuhara.
Wouldn't it be great if he just comes out today and reads off his picks for tonight? Now, I mean, okay, MLB, punish me. Because I'll go play in Japan. I'm the biggest star that you have. And I've got more money than I ever need. Here's my statement. Tonight, parlay the Blackhawks and the Red Wings.
And he just walks off.
Walks off.
That's the best part about it's the best part about all this. The MLB slow played any sort of investigation into this. It took them like 4 days to even announce that something was happening. They're going to suspend their golden boy. Baseball is actually interesting again because of this guy. And they're going to suspend him over betting? I dare you, Manfred.
I dare them to suspend him over gambling. The biggest star in their league, when every one of their major partners is a gambling venue. This isn't even like, you know, 1980s, 1990s, where gambling was so verboten, you couldn't even mention. Do you know back in sports broadcasts, back in the 80s, 90s, you couldn't mention the lottery. Like, they wouldn't accept advertising for the lottery.
Crazy.
Because it was so verboten to have anything to do with gambling. And now it's like, you know, this visit to the pitcher's mound is brought to you by DraftKings. Like, they break into the game. You know, they come back to the national game and it's like, who do you like? Well, I like over under 6.5 strikeouts tonight. And like, I mean, honestly, like, what?
Did you see, like, did you see on NBA League Pass right now, Hawk? You can bet. They have, you can watch League Pass on an NBA game like a sport. They have it tailor-made to sports betting, and you can make bets while watching the game, and the lines are all updating the entire time.
I mean, this is 2024. It is what it is. It's not feign outrage.
I was listening to Jody Mack, though. He's a little outraged over the weekend.
He's a baseball purist, of course, Jody Mack.
So that's coming up later today at 5:45. A couple other things that have happened over the weekend, just to wrap up headlines. Dusty May is leaving Boca Raton, which makes Hawk climb the rankings of the most famous Boca residents.
That's right.
Yeah.
Me, Paul Castronovo.
Does Ira still live up there? Ira Winderman?
No, he's never lived up here. No. Jake lives up here.
So that's it. It was Dusty May 1, Paul Castronovo 2.
Who is it? No, there's who just moved to Boca? Wasn't Messi looking for a place up here? He never bought it, though.
Dude's got houses everywhere, though, so it wouldn't shock me.
But that doesn't count, too. If you have a house everywhere, then you're not, you know.
Yeah, you're not a Boca resident.
Right.
Oh, Eric Reed.
Eric Reed.
Yeah. All right, so what? You're like 4 now.
Probably 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's headed to Michigan. Leaves FAU after 6 seasons. They were bounced in the first round this year of the NCAA tournament. Made it to the Final Four. They were a bounce away from making it to the title game last year.
Ariana Grande, she of course grew up here, but I don't think she lives here anymore.
That's right.
Josie Altidore grew up here.
Did he really? Legend.
Yeah.
Legend, yeah. Josie Altidore. All right. Marlins will begin their season on Thursday. And that's it. There were a couple Dolphins notes. We touched on it a bunch during the show, but for those of you just getting out of work or maybe you didn't hear earlier today, McDaniel spoke at the NFL owners' meetings, expects Tua to be at OTAs come April 15th despite their ongoing contract negotiations. The Dolphins officially made an offer to Odell Beckham Jr., according to Mike McDaniel. Things went great with him, he said, and business takes time. And then he also said that he plans to continue calling plays this upcoming season. Nothing will change there.
Oh, bad baby.
Oh, that's right. Bad baby.
Bought a big house in Boca, but she has subsequently sold it. Andre, someone says. Did you know Eric Andre is from Boca?
I did not. No, I didn't know he was from South Florida. Seems like a New York guy to me.
Somebody says Mitchell Trubisky lives in Boca. Is that true?
Bro, I don't know. I don't know what team Mitch Trubisky plays on anymore.
Yeah, where is he now?
Can't be the Steelers, right?
Mitch Trubisky
for the Buffalo Bills.
Boca. Look at that. Mitchell Trubisky's house in Boca Raton.
Wow.
Quarterback purchased his 6-bedroom, 8-bath house in 2021 for $2.6 million.
What do you think Mitchell Trubisky has made in his NFL career?
let's see, was number two pick overall by the Bears, right?
Yeah.
Didn't they trade up to number two?
Yeah, no, he was second overall.
I'm going to say $51 million.
Yeah, he's made $45 million, just under $46 million for his NFL career.
Hmm.
And he'll be up to 50 after signing a two-year deal with the Buffalo Bills. Crazy.
Chris Carter, he's lived in Boca for a long time.
Man, maybe you shouldn't have Googled this. You're kind of dropping the ranks now, man.
Mitchell Trubisky intrigues me, though.
Probably a lot of people live in Boca.
Yeah,
a lot of athletes.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of CEOs. Should see the airport, the Boca Raton, little executive airport. Sunday nights when everybody's got to get it back to New York or wherever. I mean, it's just one jet after another.
Private jets.
Zoom, zoom, yeah. Zoom.
Yeah, it's the same in Kendall, but I feel like they're all going to Columbia. All right, Hawk, your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. Partly cloudy right now, a little windy, a little breezy in South Florida. Tonight, the lows will be in the mid to low 70s. That is your weather.
Mitchell Trubisky, if you are listening, would you like to meet me at Flanagan's tonight on Federal Highway in Boca? Just tweet me. Because if he lives in Boca, he's got to listen to us every now and then, right?
Yeah, you turn on the radio, trying to find out what's happening in sports. Nothing better than to tune in 2 to 6 on QAM.
Somebody says Sasha Barkov has a home in Boca. Am I even top 10?
Yeah, this is rough now, brother.
Hines Ward, someone says.
Oh, you've got Hines. You've got Hines
Ward. You
think
so?
For sure. Yeah, you've got Hines Ward.
All right.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You nailed it!
Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
15 minutes of heat is sponsored by Miami Lakes Auto Mall, Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Ira Winderman tweeted out the injury report for tomorrow versus the Warriors. Tyler Hero out. Duncan Robinson out. Josh Richardson out. Kevin Love questionable. Jaime Jaquez Jr. questionable. Caleb Martin questionable. Available Bam Adebayo and Jamal Cain. And Alondis Williams is back from the G League. I'm fascinated talking about the Heat from earlier when Solana told us what it was like Friday night leaving the Pelicans game with that kind of drubbing, getting right into the heart of ultra traffic during the biggest rainstorm of the year.
Bro, it was just gridlock. There was nowhere to go.
You just kind of have to know in that situation, By the way, was it empty yesterday? It looked like it on TV at the beginning of the game.
No.
The Cavs, like, it was like a 6 o'clock start. Yeah. Ultra was going on.
No, I wouldn't say it was empty. It felt like any other game on a Sunday or a Friday night where it takes until midway through the first, late first quarter for people to actually just take their seats. But, bro, that's just because half the lower bowl is at the Grey Goose Lounge underneath mm-hmm. getting hammered and taking pictures. And there's people at Hyde, Club Hyde. And then everybody else is at the 601 Lounge getting drunk there too. So it just felt like any other afternoon game. A regular
kinda like
season
Epcot,
game.
Huh?
I guess.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're there, like, go there to watch the basketball game. And I don't care because I'm the guy who spends half the time in a lounge, whatever, wherever I'm at. Like, I love the concession stands, all that stuff. So I'm not like taking a stand. But it's kind of like Epcot. It's like, hey, why are you going there paying this crazy cover charge, which is essentially, you know, whatever the ticket costs to get into a Heat game, the parking, like, none of it's cheap. And then all of a sudden you're there and you're like, yeah, let me just grab some drinks and some overpriced food. That's Epcot.
But I mean, that's every stadium in the United States.
No,
isn't
no,
it?
But I think Miami's a little more unique in the fact that people go there and then just kind of club.
It's a scene.
Yeah.
It's like you got the tickets, you got hooked up with tickets or you bought tickets. Oh, let's go to the 601 Lounge out on the East Plaza. Fun as hell. Have some drinks at the bar. There's a DJ out there. You can watch the cruise ships depart. Like, it's fun. It's really fun. And then,
but there's a lot of places to go in Miami that has a great view. You know what I mean? Like, it's not just the Kaseya Center.
Right, but then after you're done drinking a little bit, oh, the game started 30 minutes ago. All right, let's go find our seats. You kind of meander your way into the bowl. And then now, for those people who are sitting low and they're coming from the Grey Goose Lounge, you can't get to your seat without taking a picture of you next to the court. That takes about 10 minutes for all these girls who are trying to put their Instagram photo shoot on. And then by the time they get to the seat, oh, halftime, time to go back to the bar.
I mean, maybe you just cut out the middleman. You go right to Gordon Biersch.
It's a scene, man. It is a scene.
Anybody remember Gordon Biersch? That place has been closed for a while. It's a funny joke, though, if you do. It's like all these places, I get such a kick out of, and the carved turkey sandwiches at the Panthers game are fantastic. The Panthers, maybe their best food item is the carved turkey sandwich. It is carved off the turkey breast.
Yeah.
And they carve each one by one. People line up. And this happens with the Mark Light shakes, although now you can order them on the app, and so you don't have to miss innings. But it used to be at Mark Light, you could miss, I'm not kidding you, 4 full innings of baseball just to get a Mark Light shake. And I get it. I would do it. If I'm at a Canes baseball game, I want to get a Mark Light shake. But when you think about it, like, you were there to ostensibly watch the sport and you've paid money to get in there for the right to do so. The Panthers game, I get such a kick out of the line for the carvery, because if you go there in between periods, you go in between the first and second period, you will not get, unless you're there like right as the period ends, you will not get back to your seat until midway through the second period.
Yep.
You'll have a delicious turkey sandwich, there's no question, but you will miss at least half of the second period to do so.
People aren't there for the game, though, right? I mean, it's just the reality of where you're at right now with sports. Playoff games, to me, is a totally different situation, because Heat are in the playoffs. Everybody's in their seats because they want to watch the actual game. To me, that's the way I look at it. But for a regular season game, a lot of those people, Hawk, are going to a lot of games, a lot of season ticket holders.
I get it. I get a kick out of it.
I know, because that was me 3 or 4 years ago. I'm going to every Heat game now for 15 plus years. I mean, like, yeah, I'm watching the game, sure. I watch the fourth quarter, I watch the second quarter. First quarter, I'm barely in my seat. Third quarter,
I do it, like, when I have the suite when I take the suite for the Panthers games, I go to so many Panthers games that I enjoy the socializing in the suite more than the hockey game sometimes up right. until like the third period. So I get it. People that go there on a regular basis, you know, but usually in the suite, obviously it's filled with my friends. Like I like to socialize, but the standing in the line to get the turkey sandwich, that's not missing game action to socialize. It's not even like you're at Hyde or whatever, where you're walking around and you're drinking and you're like, you're literally standing in line to get this turkey sandwich. And again, it's fantastic. It might be the best thing that the Panthers have on the menu. But you're standing in line for 30 minutes. Like the intermissions are 20 minutes, I believe.
Yeah.
The period is 20 minutes. My guess is you stand in line for 30 minutes to get a turkey sandwich.
Yeah, I'm with you. I wouldn't stand in line 30 minutes for anything. There's pretty much nothing I'd stand in line 30 minutes for at this stage of my life. So I'm with you on that. And then you're missing the game for a turkey sandwich. I don't really understand that either.
Right. I mean, it's good. There's no question. It's good.
But, I mean, it's a turkey sandwich.
Ryan Sense, the owner of Funky Buddha, he was in the suite with me on Thursday night. He missed the first half of the second period, but him and his friend came back to the suite with the turkey sandwich.
I'm sure they were delighted.
And by the way, he should have asked me if I wanted a turkey sandwich.
Yeah, good point.
Actually, he did ask me if I wanted anything, but he wasn't specific. Now, had I known anything meant that he was going to go stand in the turkey sandwich line, I may have taken him up on that.
Right. You would have taken advantage of some other bozo standing in a 30-minute
right.
line. Yeah.
Right. But yeah, he got the turkey sandwich.
Bro,
loved it.
I've been there at Mark Light. Go to the game, get there right before first pitch. I'm like, all right, well, we're already here. We just walked in. Might as well go stand in line. You get back to your seats the fifth inning.
It's crazy. And the shake is good. There's no question. Just a funny thing.
Is there anything you stand in line 30 minutes for?
Yeah, I don't mind standing, like, if I'm in Chicago or a city, like we were talking about, you know, cheesesteaks. If I'm in a city and I'm going to wait in line to get a particular food, like, that's cool. That's fine. I don't mind. Like, we were in New York a month or a month and a half ago, and there was a line for, there's a hot chocolate place that went viral. Like, I won't wait in line 45 minutes to an hour
no shot.
For that. But if it's like something that I really like, deep dish pizza in Chicago, Uno, Due.
But isn't there so many different places to get deep dish?
One of the originals.
But
like
it's worth
Uno
it.
Or Due.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
A 45-minute line, it's worth it. Yeah, I don't think so. I'm not standing in line for 40 minutes for anything, bro.
And Cheesecake Factory, of course I would.
Oh, all right.
5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. Do not go anywhere.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Like hotcakes, I mean, it must be a term that people had used.
Or it would make me believe that the term pancake was copyrighted or something, right? Like they couldn't sell pancakes, so they created
I'm gonna punch you in the face.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.